Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing the wide variety of music and musical genres the Nashville area has to offer. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is episode 104. As a gentle reminder, this show is part of a network of shows put out by We Own This Town that you should check out. Head on over to weownthistown.net to find out more about shows like Hot Minute, a comedy podcast about crushing, and Vidolatry, a fascinating look at Gore Vidal from the mind of Ryan Briegel. These shows are hosted by Nashvillians and feature Nashvillians and further showcase the variety of talent and interests our city has to offer. It's kind of the whole MO of We Own This Town. All right, now let's get into some music. First up is a brand new track from Jordan Lenning off of his recently released album, Long Live the Dead. Lenning is a wonderfully talented guy that's collaborated with a lot of artists in town, and he's an undeniable songwriter and performer in his own right. We'll hear more about Jordan on a later date with a deeper dive into his work. But for now, let's just listen to Forever, one of the tracks off of his new album.
Just wanted to change. Just a kid, two steps shy of running away. With a halo haze of brown and gold for the darker days. Yeah, how long will you love me? She says always, always. Your way. How long will you love me? Say always, say always, say always, say always.
All right, that was Jordan Lenning with Forever off of Long Live the Dead, one of his recently released albums. I say one of because he also released another EP called Boony Tunes. He re-released an album called Jordan Sings, and he put up a 10-minute meditative track all on Spotify. That meditative track is called The Tone. It's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah, phenomenal guy there. Really interested to dive deeper into everything that he's been working on, and we will get to that. But now we have a We Own This Town Music premiere. This is a brand new song, not really out in the world anywhere except for right here on this episode. Well, by the time you hear this, it's probably all over the internet. But anyway, it's still a premiere. This is, in all transparency, a artist off of my own label, YK Records. You know, just a little disclaimer there that I am definitely biased in my affinity for this. But this is a brand new track from Keish Knight, a.k.a. Brett Rosenberg. He has a brand new album coming out called Cooler Heads that's due in May. And this is a song called Lay Down. It's actually the first track on the album. I heard his music described as Jerry Garcia guitar noodling with a peppering of Zappa-esque humor. which is kind of a mouthful, but completely accurate. So let's listen to Lay Down off of Cooler Heads, a forthcoming Keesh Knight album, and see if you think that applies. Here we go.
I can linger on inside a host. Lingering's the thing that helps me most.
Down from Keesh Knight off his forthcoming album Cooler Heads. That Jerry Garcia guitar noodling was definitely present there, but I love his lyrics so much. Lingering's a thing that helps me lust. I can completely relate to that. So go to keeshknight.info if you want to get more info on that forthcoming album. There's probably a pre-order up. There's definitely a pre-order up. I put that together. I know there's a pre-order. All right, so browsing around on Instagram and being just generally socially active for this site and this program, I see a lot of show listings and a lot of band names that I don't necessarily know. So I often just bring up the old Google and try and find out a bit more. And that's how I learned about this next band, Soft Bodies. This self-titled release is actually from 2016, but I'm just now hearing it. I was really torn on which track to play. So I'm going to play a song called Little Canoe. But there's another song on this release that's called Smoke and Mirrors that's maybe like a little bit more immediately grabbing. But this one has just like such a really nice build to it that I didn't want to skip out on sharing it with you. So this is Soft Bodies with Little Canoe, and expect it to grow on you. Here we go.
I little canoe made flocks of you to keep me afloat on my way home. Crazy, crazy, we were all crazy for love. Crazy, crazy, we were all crazy for love. Will you come drink my cup?
Canoe from Soft Bodies. Love that buildup at the end there. Kind of reminds me of Courtney Tidwell in a little way. A lot of swirling keyboards and a lot of tension there that gets released. Some really captivating vocals. Big fan. So, as you know, we discuss every week that I spend quite a bit of time browsing around on Bandcamp, looking at the Nashville and surrounding area geotag, trying to find new music. And I would consistently run into this band called Lava Gulls, but they always were marked as Knoxville, so I couldn't really play them because we're not looking at Knoxville, we're looking at the Nashville area. But I spoke with the band members, and turns out they all moved to Nashville. Then they were just geotagged wrong on Bandcamp. That's phenomenal news, so now we get to claim them as our own. I'm going to play for you Tribe off of their debut release, Artifacts. It's a dancey number, but it's got a dark side to it. I like the juxtaposition a lot. It kind of reminds me of Animal Collective in a lot of ways. I think you'll probably agree. So here we go with Tribe. We'll be right back. little bit of background noise there at the end of the track. That was Tribe from Lava Girls off of their release Artifacts. That was released, admittedly, before they moved to Nashville in July of 2017. But, you know, it seems like it's within a reasonable amount of time to go ahead and just say they're a Nashville band. Put them on here. If you have complaints, reach out. I'd love to hear a complaint about that. So, along the same lines as Soft Bodies, another band that I ran across just from looking at show listings and seeing bands playing around town is a band called So Very, with an exclamation point, So Very. They just released an EP called The Florida Room. The song's just called Replicators. It's got a dreamy little keyboard vibe, lots of little beats, and some admittedly slightly off-kilter vocals, but it's really charming, and I think you'll get used to it and enjoy the track for the same reasons that I did, because it's good. So here's So Very with Replicators. That was Replicators from So Very off of their EP, The Florida Room. I gotta tell you, I've listened to that song probably 5 times now. I think I'm falling for it. It was the first time I heard it in headphones, and there's a lot more going on there than you would hear just through your speakers. Very pleasant. Yeah, so check that out. It's on Bandcamp and also linked on the weownthistown.net episode detail page. Yeah, this next song is actually a listener-submitted album. The band's called Young Heart Sparks Fire. The whole album, called Manifesto, is filled with a lot of rock songs bearing the influences of, like, the Sex Pistols and garage rock and all kinds of, like, big stadium rock stuff, that kind of sound. But this particular track kind of grabbed me, and it's got a more jangly vibe to it and some vocals that ever so slightly remind me of Brendan Benson, and it's got a great hook. So I'm happy that someone reached out, submitted their record, and it's a damn fine record, so... Let's check out Young Heart Sparks Fire with Baggage.
You're playing the victor, I'm playing the fool. Taking all the blame for things I never did to you. Everyone's got baggage. I'm paying extra for yours. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is headed for the door. I got some baggage too, babe. Can't stand the things you do. Feels like you're out of tune. Oh, baby, all my baggage. I'm losing patience with you. Blame it all on the baggage. Why can't you leave it behind? I try to put up a fight. You got me losing my mind. I got some baggage too, babe. Can't stand the things you do. Feels like a lot of tune.
Baggage from Young Heart Sparks Fire off the album Manifesto. Jangly was probably the wrong word to describe that, but if you had heard the rest of the record, it feels relevant. So go listen to the rest of the record and then you can judge me for my adjective choices. All right. I don't even know how to say the name of this next band. I'm going to admit it. It's the word anonymity, but instead of an A at the beginning, there's the word drum. So drumonymity. I'm going to go with that, drumonymity. This is a perfect example of the kind of diversity in musical genre that we strive to showcase on this show. This is certainly not something that you would probably run into every day in your everyday listening habits, and probably not at all something that you would expect to come out of Nashville. This is some pretty heavy instrumental post-rock with an emphasis on the heavy part. It's kind of brutal sometimes. For the first half of the album, it's just really kind of a gloomy sound. But then in the last half, it kind of opens up and it goes into a lot lighter, more traditional post-rocky territory. And I think it's hard to judge all of this from just one song because you're not getting the whole album out of it to see like where it goes. So that being said, this song is called Human Stranding from Drumonymity, and the album is called The Old Hatred. I think you're picking up on the vibe this thing's putting out there, and I think the music will deliver, but just keep in mind that it does extend itself beyond just this sound, although this sound is also quite enjoyable. Human Stranding from Drumonymity off of The Old Hatred, released in March of 2018. I do suggest you listen to the whole record, and I also suggest you go back and listen to that song with headphones on extremely loud. There's plenty of things going on there that you might have missed that are to be appreciated. So let's round out the show with a little bit more of this diversity that we're talking about. This is a demo from a brand new band called Oral Sax. Kind of a cheap trick there in the name, but I don't know. I'm an immature child. I can appreciate it. This demo is a kind of a has a charming warble to it, but there's a vocal line that really reminds me of one of my favorite songs from the band Air. How Does It Make You Feel? This has a much more self-deprecating tone to it, but I just couldn't turn away. Really like it a lot. So yeah, this is Event Horizon 2 from Oral Sax. Enjoy.
I hear nothing.
abrupt cutoff there on Event Horizon 2 from Oral Sax. Delightfully weird. Do listen again. Really enjoy those strange lyrics. All right, that's it. Thank you for listening. As with every episode, head on over to weownthistown.net and click on the detail page for links out to hear more from all of these artists. Any comments, suggestions, insults, or praise can be sent via our contact page or just publicly broadcast them at We Own This Town. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, I'll take it from all sides, from all angles. Happy to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.